Welcome to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast with your hosts, Jason Fernandez.
And me, Jason Ackerman. With more than 20 years in the business,
as both coaches and affiliate owners,
our passion is to help create world-class affiliates
and coaches by building
better
boxes.
Welcome to
the Best Hour of Your Day.
Fern, I've been joking about you. You've put yourself in the office for the last, 12 to 15 months. I like to call it good fern hunting.
I haven't seen my kids. It's been a while.
Haven't seen you. Your wife is back from Africa and you've left. What's up?
She's back?
She's back, yeah. She's living in the house, but you are...
I should go see her.
You should, but man, we talked about this. You had the Dallas Summit, the Affiliate Owner Summit, next level. And part of that is because you've been hard at work, really refining our processes, and what we've dubbed Affiliate U 3.0 is about to launch.
Well, technically it has launched. So
it's launched for our current clients, but forward facing, all new clients coming on board are going to be a part of 3.0.
Yeah. I mean, all net new started on this kind of new format, and it's like what we do, how we help people hasn't changed, right? It's still the same principles. And anybody who listens to the podcast and has watched all the way back 2 years ago when we started doing the summits, like all of those principles are now baked into how we teach affiliate owners, right? So the Venn diagram, marketing, operations, service, the 10 general skills, the theoretical hierarchy for the development of the affiliate, all of those things are now baked into what we do and have really created clarity on what's the best way to serve CrossFit affiliates, right? Like, how do we help them do the thing better, right? Like, how do we help them take what we all fell in love with 2007, whatever year you started, you walked into the box, you're like, fuck, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And you're like, I'm in, all the way to the point 5 years later, you buy that affiliate or you start your own. How do we help them keep all of that, but then slap really high power, systems behind it, help them build a team, help them really grasp like what does a good class look like, right? Like all of those things, understanding that you need to run a good class, right? Like will it save your business? Absolutely not. Nobody's suggesting that like if you just are a good coach that you're going to be successful at business. Like that's I will just clip this. That's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Anybody who thinks you can just be a good coach and you'll be successful, that's nonsense. And I would also state that if you just think that you have good systems and your coaching is subpar, that is also nonsense. I'd be like going to a restaurant being like, oh, the food's okay here, but we're going to charge you $150 a plate. And I'm like, well, I don't pay $150 a plate for okay food, just for the record.
Yeah, or okay service, right? One or the other. Right. Like the food can correct. Be... terrible. The service can be great. I just put something up about that. I was like, we had a great dinner. The service was terrible. I will never go back there.
Right. So again, it's teaching people to strike the balance of like, yes, you need to have good systems. Your service, your coaches on the floor also need to be just as good as the systems that you have behind the business. When things are out of whack, You're not going to maximize your output. You're not going to maximize your potential. You're not going to be able to lift the weights, right? So again, it's like weightlifting, right? You can be strong, but absent of proper technique, the snatch has a very low ceiling for you. Okay. So I want you to do both. I want you to lift heavy weights with the right technique, at which point you will be able to optimize your output. That's what we're trying to drive towards in affiliates. The other thing that is just greatly overlooked in this scenario is that having great service unlocks one of the most important sales tool you could have in any business. I don't give a shit what you do, which is referrals or free leads, otherwise stated. Okay. So, and this is why the gyms that we work with get so many referrals, because I'm like, fix that. And then people are like, I want to bring my friends.
Well, it's exactly what Glassman used to talk about. I don't pay for marketing because I have an army of marketers that won't stop talking about this place.
You cannot get that level of buy-in with sub or even mediocre coaching. Right. And this is why some, you know, people are like, oh, leveling up your coaches isn't going to help your business. I'm like, in what fucking world is that true?
It's perhaps the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's factually not correct. There, in no other business is that the truth. Be like, hey, the people that work here don't have to be that good. And the business is going to thrive. Dude. And I'm like, that is the most insane thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, okay, great. But I don't want to talk about it. Right. It's just fundamentally not true. So we just move on. And I'm like, I owe an example of like, do you want to go to a class with Denise Thomas or do you want to go to a class with Bob who does this part-time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in love with Denise, so it's not a really fair question.
Yeah, she's my spirit animal, so I have a weird affinity for her, but like it is what it is. But like that's my point. Like don't tell me that's the case. And just to even
it's a great, but it's a great point, right? Like we see these amazing coaches, the Denise Thomases of the world, the Pat Barbers, Steve Haydocks, Todd Akutos, and it's
like why people fell in love with CrossFit. And you're telling me that your coaching doesn't matter?
Like, and then you take the coach that took their L1 last weekend and they're on the floor. Like by all means, coach your butt off, but we're not comparing apples to apples here. It's like,
no.
I use this example because Roz and I went out. It was one of the best. We had a great steak in Puerto Rico. We had that beef Wellington. I couldn't shut the fuck up about that. Right. And by the way, are you going to comment about my weight loss?
Well, I can only see you from the neck up.
How fat was that face of that picture of me the other day?
I mean, it wasn't becoming.
I posted, I looked inflamed. But man, that was such a good dinner I had. And the service was, and not only was the service terrible, it wasn't acknowledged, right? Like if all it would have taken is like, hey man, we're short staffed tonight. Here's a free dessert. Here's a coupon.
Right.
And we're good. I'll be back. Like I will never go back to this place. And you'd be silly to think your members aren't thinking the same thing about your box.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of the 50-50 model, right? Which is also baked into how we do things, which is fundamentally what makes us different than everybody else in the space, regardless of what they say. Be like, oh, you can't be a professional coach group classes. I'm like, I beg to differ, right? Like I've seen it before. Like just because you can't do it doesn't mean that it can't be done. So maybe that's not what you like. And that's fine. Like that's a fair argument. Like I don't like to coach that way. And I'm like, great. Then this version is not for you, which is go on your merry way. Like I got no problem with that. But it's that 50-50 model, which is like, hey, your service and then everything else on the other side. Like they have to be in alignment because if they're not, things are thrown off, right? And then part of what we built into Affiliate U is how do we get qualitative assessments, take quantitative information, and then layer over what is the owner's vision to create this Venn diagram to me like, okay, how do I utilize all of this information to create your unique roadmap? Meaning like, here's what Jay tells me is happening in the business. Here's what the numbers actually say. So inherently it shows me if there is like a disconnect there, and then do those align with what he tells me he wants? Here's what I want for the business. And I'm like, okay, well then that's not what's reflected here or there. So do we need to fix those or do we need to talk about what you want? And now I can start to figure out like, how do we start to establish if there's 100 light switches that we have to flip on inside of this business in order to get to peak output? Well, we're not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 100. I might go 97, 44, 55. And that's the riddle that you have to figure out with working with affiliates, because it's not like you just walk in, everybody has the same starting point. Like we have gyms that are running, you know, well over 50K a month, to people that are buying gyms, to people that are starting them from nothing, to people that are running less than 10K a month, right? All of them need something different. And what we were trying to figure out and what we've been just noodling on for a long time is like, what's the best way to, in the fastest means to find out what this affiliate's starting point is? Like, where are they? And it requires gathering an egregious amount of information and then packaging it in a way where you're like, okay, I see it, right? It's right there, right? There's the gap. Now here's the tools and here's your plan. And we're going to rotate that plan every 6 weeks, right? So we're given, you know.
With 3.0, one of my favorite things is when we, you know, you and I are the only two hopping on onboarding calls. It's you're working with me and Fern, and I'll get on having looked at their assessment, looked at their scores, and, you know, ask them some questions. And they're always like, how do you know, like, this is our weakness or this is our, I'm like, you answer these questions and it's glaringly obvious, yeah, you know, exactly where we need to work. And we're not a cookie cutter. It's like this, unique.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this. If you went to the average CrossFitter and I'm like, I need your scores for these 100 workouts that I know you have. Right. And then you give me them. There's AMRAPs, there's time priorities, there's task priorities, there's heavy days, there's everything in between. 5K, Diane, your snatch, your clean. Boom. You give me enough information and it becomes very obvious where we should go. Right. And that's what we decided to build. I'm like, okay, well, what would custom programming for an affiliate look like? What would look like, I would need to get a lot of information on the front end to figure out very quickly where we need to go. And we get all of that in the first 3 days, right? So onboarding can feel a little daunting, but like, I mean, custom roadmap is fired out of the gun, like within a week, which is like, all right, here we go. Like, get to work, see you on the small group calls. And I didn't think everybody was going to buy into the study hall thing, but like, apparently that's a huge hit.
Yeah. We just launched the study hall, which is just like college or high school.
That's coming from a guy who would have done anything to avoid study hall. So it's like, oh, I have an aversion to study hall. And I'm like, no, I'm not going.
You must have had to do it for basketball, right? Do they
shocked at the number of things I was able to get out of at the Naval Academy.
Hey, you didn't even acknowledge my flu game reference in Slack.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't understand it.
MJ, remember the flu game? And he's like,
oh, I didn't realize you were referring to MJ. It just like the way you stated it didn't make sense. But now that you say that, I'm like, the flu game. Okay, got it. I was just like,
yeah, remember he had that huge game, but he had the flu?
Yeah, it was one of his best games ever.
Yeah, like, well, that was Kevin yesterday.
If you think it was flu, some would think it was food poisoning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody, because what was it? The playoffs, right? Yeah, he got a late pizza or something. Yeah. So, within 3.0, there's assessments that help bring better clarity of strengths and weaknesses. Another cool thing that we have is the level system. People will die for points.
Yeah, it turns out I'm a CrossFitter, so I kind of know, like, what makes CrossFitters tick? Scoreboard. This is also not a new concept, by the way. So if anybody's not read Four Disciplines of Execution, it's a very dry book, but it is worth the read. And this is a core component of executing, is there needs to be a scoreboard and people need to know how the score works, right? So if you were to go to a football game and they didn't have like the time on the clock, they didn't have who had how many points, and they didn't have down and distance. If they didn't have those three components, it would just like a bunch of people tackling each other for no particular reason.
Right? Which is what it looks like to me, even with the score.
Right. Right. Another great example of this is like one of the things that probably underlooked, but in my opinion, most impressive about the CrossFit games is that they have made exercising visually appealing, which makes no sense, by the way. Right.
That's an underrated accomplishment for Castro, for sure.
Yeah. And I think I want to give some credit. I think Justin Berg had a lot to do with that.
JB did. Yeah. I would tell you this, like, I was involved very early on in the games for region, like as early as 2009-10. And I remember like seeing Dave evolve in there. And it was really cool to watch. Cause yeah, if those that are new to the games, right? Like back in the day, like go watch the 2008 documentary. They didn't even know where Khalipa was. Meanwhile, he won the thing. And the only footage they got was from his like father's phone or something.
Right, exactly. And so in all of that, it's just like, all right, well, we have to create kind of scoreboards. I also think fundamentally humans are kind of like horses in that respect, which is like if you just line them up next to each other, they just start to race for no particular reason. Nobody even knows why we're fucking going faster. We're just like, why are we doing this? And so it's like, well, let's create it. And then we have to like, now how are we going to create this scoring system? Like what equates toward, you know, a level 4 box versus a level 1 box. And we went through that scoring system. Luckily, I've programmed for a lot of competitions. So when I created the scoring system, I created it through that same lens. It was like, how would somebody cheat? Like how would we filter and make sure that like nobody gets through the cracks here and garners a credential that they couldn't have. And I also looked at it from a standpoint of like, okay, if you're going to be a level 4, I need to be able to show you to the community, and nobody's going to argue about like that you're doing a great job, that like this is what good looks like. And so that's what we created. And and then everything maps towards those, right? So if I know a handful of things, if I know what do the numbers look like? I mean, all of them. I mean, like churn, revenue, profit margin, length of engagement, attendance. Like if I know all of these things, right? If I take all of that, I know what the owner's time looks like. And then I factor in like, okay, now what is the team and the overall credentials or expertise of the affiliate look like? I can make some very strong assumptions about the strength of that business. So we built all of that in and pushing people to them. And, you know, again, we create a scoring system, and all of a sudden people start getting their shit together. They're like, oh, I want the thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. That's how scoreboards work. And so it's cool because we essentially like leverage our own weaknesses against ourselves. You're just like, oh, well, how do I do this? And I'm like, oh, well, I create tangible, logical targets that cause me to improve what it is that I do.
And we've worked with, you know, probably 500 plus affiliates since we've started, and
yeah, I think
three have achieved a level four.
It's relatively new. I mean, like we started kind of like checking those boxes, but you know, you're talking about gyms that have great revenue where the owners are making a great living, right? They're talking about, they have full-time staff there, and they have essentially what amounts to full-time autonomy. Like they do what they want when they want. That's level four. Like part of that is like, you're the gym mayor. Like you only do what you want when you want. But if I walked in this business, this is a sellable business for a 2 or 3 multiple.
Also happen to be all women owned businesses,
which is pretty rad too, by the way. Yeah. All savages.
Let's shout them out while we got it. We got Allison, Steph, and Kapua.
Yeah. So, Kaniohe,
the only reason I went with their first names is because they're two Hawaiian affiliates.
You can't pronounce their names. So, Kaniohe, Huaki, and then Odin. So, crushing affiliates, right? I'm like doing all the right things, man. Like the vibe in the gym is good, right? The retention is good.
We got to get to Hawaii next year, huh?
Well, we got like 4 boxes there. So,
and 2 happen to be level 4. Are they on the same island? Stephen?
No, different islands.
Oh, we got you know who's one of my favorite humans? Pa'ana. I love Pa'ana. I don't know. Like, I just love
it. Yeah.
And then one other thing is, and you've kind of alluded to this, is we call it inbox zero, but it's basically foolproof, get super clear on the direction, what to do and how to do it.
Yeah. So, you know, like anything. So while this is 3.0, it's actually the fourth iteration in 3 years that we've made. Like, I mean, when I say fourth iteration, I mean like complete overhauls of what it is that we do. And
yeah, this is like when your Apple phone goes, this isn't 17.1 to 17. This is like
18
Navajo or whatever. Yeah. Like you've got to download a whole new system.
And so that is part of it. And really what we figured out was, okay, we need to be way more thorough about thinking through what's every question you're possibly going to ask. And we alluded to this in a previous podcast, is like, okay, I figured that out by doing 2,500 homeworks or whatever the number is this year. It's like, okay, these are the questions, we build that in. And also factoring in like, okay, you use that CRM. Let me build this so that like you can plug this directly into your CRM, whether it's PushPress or Wattify or Beyond the Whiteboard or whatever. And this allows us to get to the business of helping people faster, meaning like getting to big problems, right? Instead of like, well, how do I upload my transparency sheet? And I don't understand how to upload this document or do Google Forms. And it's just like, so completely building all of these things and like, hey, if you want the version done for you, here you go. We recommend that you take that and make it your own, but you could plug that one in, you know, as is, and you'll be good to go.
Which
I don't want to overlook the mindset aspect.
Mindset.
Like building the mindset course inside of there, which is bonkers.
You brushed over this, but whether you use PushPress, Wattify, or coming soon Beyond the Whiteboard, there's a dashboard from us in there. If you don't already have that, you need to get on it. Whichever one of those platforms you use, you need to make it happen, because it's Fern worked with all of the founders and owners of those companies to make it awesome. And it's free for you if you use it.
The value chains we built in there, just like, hey, track these numbers so that you get like hey, here's the vitals of the business, and now you can see them trend. And then all of a sudden, if you do this for 6 months and then you do a 15-minute, you know, period just to analyze all of what it says, like, you're going to come up with some pretty obvious answers when you do that. So really just streamlining everything, because so that we can get to, listen, I mean, if I was really be honest, it's like, hey, let's really button this up so that we can go back to coaching on the floor, because that's what brings people in the door, dude. Well, like, that's what gets people to show up, dude.
And you know what? Like, no one opens an affiliate to be like, hey, here's what I'm hoping. I don't make any money. I don't do anything I enjoy doing. And I'm stressed out all the time. Like, this is allowing you to do the reason you set out to open an affiliate, to have an impact on your community, to coach, like, to really get to know people, to create a vibe and a culture. Like, you got to do the hard shit, the shit no one wants to do. You have to have a budget. You have to know the data. But then it's like,
we've talked about that many times, but that's like, I tell people there's two variables that all of the most successful gym owners that we have check the box on. One is we see them week after week on the calls, no matter how the affiliate's doing, good, bad, indifferent, they're that's there. Two, they got their budget dialed tight, meaning like, and meaning like they have a, you know, a minimum of 1 month of expenses, if not multiple months of expenses on hand at all times.
Yeah. And if I had to throw a third one out there, although I think you've nailed it, the third one is typically like how well received the coach's development curriculum is amongst their staff.
Yeah. It's like a strong correlate. Yeah.
Cause, and you know, for those listening, you sign up for affiliate, the entire coaching staff is involved in coach dev. And that's where, like, we, the people that we routed off earlier, DT and such, are all involved.
So, yeah, I mean, that's it. It's, you know, what's funny is that it's more funny for Marcus, but we had, the plan was just like, oh, Q1 of 2023, this will be launched. And it took all of 2023 to build it. And it took half the year just to wireframe it, which is like, oh my God, dude, like, this is miserable.
Well,
and the data project alone took 5 months.
That's what I was like, people think it's like, oh, you just like, it's not just a curriculum. Like, you get involved, like, there's a massive dashboard for each client. Like, it's pretty overwhelming for me. Right. But once you get to know it and you appreciate the data there, it's discipline equals freedom. It becomes so streamlined. It becomes so obvious what you need to work on at your affiliate.
Well, here's what we're trying to do, right? So, like, obviously you're trying to make successful affiliates and all the like, but like, at the end of the day, I want the same thing for affiliate owners that I want for athletes in my gym, is like, I want smarter people. Like, I want for affiliate owners, I want them to have the same level of confidence that you have as an athlete. When you look at a workout and you're like, okay, I see the challenges there. Here's roughly what my strategy is going to be. And this is about where I should land, right? I want them to have the same level of understanding of the business that they do of workouts, which is like, they look at the business, they analyze it, like, okay, I see what the challenges are. I see where the shortfalls are here. I can roughly look at this roadmap and say, like, I should be able to get this done by about then, which will then change this. Here's what manipulating this number is going to do to the other things down line. And then it's going to be like, oh, cool. Well, then this now maps to that, which maps to this. And it's the old, like, hey, you can yell chest up all you want, but really what you should have said 10 minutes ago is widen up your squat stance. And if you want to get that person's torso upright, like, that's the level of understanding that we're trying to build with affiliates. And at first it starts here, right? So that you're just like, just smarter people, dude. Like, that's what we're looking for. Right. In about 6 months, I would argue, like, we might have more information, shit, maybe, than anybody specific to CrossFit gyms.
Yeah. And to be clear, wherever you are in your affiliate ownership journey is the best time to start. If you're starting a new affiliate, guess what? You'll do it right the first. We will save you more in expenses and mistakes by signing up for us than if you did it without us. If you're buying it, an affiliate, we have dozens, more than that, of owners that have taken over an affiliate, and you can put out the existing fires and know what to do first. And then, of course, if you're an established affiliate, let's level up, go from good to great. So, wherever you are on your journey, we're here to help.
Yeah, it's not all been fun.
No, it's kind of been
building
fun.
It.
You love this shit.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's not always been real fun.
Fair. But you, right. Look, I think we joked about it when we kicked off, like, you're clearly not locked in your office. You knew your wife was home, but when you are in it, you're working hard at it. And I think for that reason, there is, I'd say this, and I believe it, there is no one better on this planet than Jason Fernandez at coaching CrossFit affiliates.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know how we'd
measure that.
Then it is by default true if Jason Ackerman said. No, I mean, listen, whatever. If I was to be, what? Who cares, right? Either way, I will tell you that that is the pursuit. That is, in fact, the pursuit, right? Like, that is my aim, is to be the best at this thing. And it's uncomfortable at times, to be honest with you. Like,
to be this good, it's uncomfortable to be the best.
No, it's uncomfortable to like quite literally say something like that out loud, is like to be the best in the world at like doing a very specific thing. To even say that out loud, like that's the goal. Like that can be intimidating, and well, you know, some people are like, this fucking cocky motherfucker saying that. I'm like, listen, I'm not saying
it. For the record, I said it. Fern didn't say it.
But that's the goal. Like, make no mistake about it. Right. Like, and I don't have a problem saying that, because I do think it is I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, and I think it's necessary that somebody does it. You know, well, and if I'm like, well, fuck, if it's not me, you know, go with the old Travis Mannion thing. If not me, then who? Right.
You've put the time and effort. That's the point. Like, to create what you've created, you have to put those 10,000 hours in it. Right. And you're doing it. And like I said, watching you for the last 4 years, especially like that big jump you recently made, it's just impressive. And I think everyone that works for our team and all of our clients recognize it.
Number one, there is no scenario in which this was like all me, right? Like, you have to understand let's be honest, like the collective CrossFit information, like the collective experience inside the community housed inside of Best Hour is significant. Right. I mean, like Marcus's background, your background, my background on the coach development
side. Barber,
you couldn't build a fucking more experienced team. Like,
even our cameraman.
Yeah.
Is actually Nate, you know, like heavy involved.
So it collectively, like everybody's driving towards the same thing. It's just like, what is good for affiliates? Like, how do we get to affiliates to just be crushing all the time? And then be the de facto answer when somebody's like, hey, where should I go join the gym? You're like, to the CrossFit gym, to that gym right there. Why? Because they're really good at what they do. You're gonna have a fantastic experience, and they're gonna take care of you. Like, that's the end state, man. That's what I want for every affiliate. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're in Africa, South America, Australia, the United States, Canada. I don't care, right? I want you to win. And understanding is like, listen, if you want to win, you have to put in a little work. Right, you could do it on your own for sure. There's a ton of really successful affiliates out there, and I think those affiliates should be known. By the way, I think everybody should know who they are. I just think it's important that we do our part to try to push that forward, and the outcome will be positive either way.
I love it. Yeah, and we're creating monsters. We're creating L4 affiliates. It's badass, and nothing is more exciting than seeing people do what they love and being successful at it.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more, hit us up. 3.0 is out, and we would love to help you. Like we said, level up the box, open your box, take over a box. We're here for you. And
2024 is going to be a good year for affiliates, man. That's my belief.
Let's do it.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We appreciate you listening and choosing to have us help you in your passion for coaching and affiliate ownership. You can find more episodes just like this on all podcast platforms. If you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to us on any social media platforms, or you can visit www.besthouroftheirday.com to book a call. If you found this episode helpful for you, please share it so that we can help other coaches and affiliate owners to help build a bigger and stronger CrossFit community. Thanks for listening.